from KQED.
This is the California Report. Good morning. I'm John Sepulveda. We begin today with concerns about attempted Russian hacking into state voting systems, including here in California. Let's stress that the word is attempted, but clearly there is enough concern that both houses of Congress are going to be holding hearings on the subject this week. Joining us now from Sacramento is Kim Alexander. She's the president and founder of California Voter Foundation. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning.
So these hearings that are happening in Congress, how concerned should we be about this alleged attempt at hacking our election systems?
We should be very concerned about what's happened in our election systems. As FBI Director James Comey testified recently, they're going to come back. And we know that the Russian military was behind this hack because of the NSA leak. And we know that the people at the top of our security systems in our country are warning us that we can't ignore this and we need to pay attention. So I'm really glad that Congress and the Senate Intelligence Committee is holding a hearing this week where they are going to take a deep dive into this issue.
And what exactly happened here in California?
Well, actually, nothing's happened here in California. And Californians should be very happy to know that we have one of the most secure voting systems in the country because we are using primarily paper-based voting systems with paper ballots and verified paper trails with electronic voting. We also require post-election audits as a routine matter. And so with those two protections, we have a lot more security built into our system than a state like Georgia, which is holding a special election tomorrow with a paperless electronic voting system that's inauditable. So that's the good news for Californians. But we do have old equipment. Our equipment, much of it was purchased by counties 10 years or more ago. And so that is a concern for all voters and for the Secretary of State and some legislative leaders who are pushing the legislature to pass a bond act that would provide millions of dollars to counties to be able to upgrade and modernize their equipment. And that's something that our counties really need to be able to do.
The California Report learned late last week that there was some concern because one of the third-party vendors that Humboldt County uses is one of the companies that has been named in this in the hacking reports that have come out. How concerned should we be about that? And is there anything we should be looking at in Humboldt County to ensure that there's been, you know, a safe and secure elections?
The NSA report that was recently linked revealed the name of this vendor, VR Systems, based in Florida, which does do business with Hart InterCivic, which is a vendor for Humboldt County here in California. So in a way, the cyber intrusion has reached our shores, but at the same time, we don't know if the attack was actually launched against Humboldt, and so far there aren't any signs that it was launched against Humboldt. So it shows that there's the possibility here, but the main issue is what our Secretary of State asked the NSA last week in a letter is, why weren't we told about this sooner?
And we know also that the Humboldt County election supervisor still has not heard from federal authorities. Kim Alexander joining us from Sacramento this morning. Thank you so much, Kim.
Thank you.
We're going to switch gears completely now. 50 years ago this month, the Monterey International Pop Festival was held in the summer of 1967. From KAZU in Monterey, Krista Almazan has our story.
It's hard to imagine a time when no one really knew Jimi Hendrix. When he took the stage at the Monterey International Pop Festival in the summer of 1967, he hadn't made his mark on the American music scene. That all changed when he finished his set with Wild Thing. This is where Hendrix became a legend for lighting his guitar on fire. He called it a sacrifice. Another big name who was virtually unknown until she made her appearance at the Monterey County Fairgrounds.
I ran into a chick in Texas by the name of Janis Joplin.
She then blew the audience away with her band Big Brother and the Holding Company.
Right then and there, I knew and she knew that she was big.
Penny Varigee was there.
Mostly, I was wandering around stoned, you know, appreciating everything. I was there for Ravi Shankar.
Varigee's husband was stage manager of the event.
Well, I'm sitting out there watching all of these chickies hanging from the set and around and stuff like that, all the followers. And I said to my husband on Sunday afternoon, I am going to be on that stage. Ravi Ji is my man, and I'm going to be as close as possible.
Here. She pulls a record off the shelf of her home in Big Sur. It's Ravi Shankar, live at the Monterey Pop. The album cover has faded with time, but there she is in the corner, practically on stage, with a visible look of joy on her face. Lou Adler was one of the co-producers of the original Monterey Pop. He says the idea behind the event was to bring respect to rock and roll as an art form and to empower the artists.
Up until that time, the record companies pretty much dictated how many albums you would do, what the theme would be, what the cover looked like, how it would be marketed. That all changed after Monterey.
Adler says even then, they knew it was such an iconic event that it could never be repeated. That said, there are connections between 1967 and this weekend's Monterey International Pop Festival. Artists include Eric Burdon and the Animals, who played this song at the original event.
This following program is dedicated to the people and the city of San Francisco.
Ravi Shankar's daughter, Nora Jones, will perform, and Phil Lesh from the Grateful Dead, which played the original Monterey Pop, will close out the festival. There's also some unfamiliar names performing, and perhaps 50 years from now we'll be amazed that they were once virtually unknown. For the California Report, I'm Krista Almanzon in Monterey.
Strobe lights beam.
Support for the California Report comes from the California Healthcare Foundation, dedicated to a healthcare system that works for all Californians. On the web at chcf.org. The James Irvine Foundation, honoring the recipients of the 2017 James Irvine Foundation Leadership Awards. Learn more at irvine.org. And Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose family foundation advances the wiser use of energy and natural resources on a planet where everything is connected. On the web at theschmidt.org.
That's the California Report for Monday, June 19th. A production of KQED Public Radio. I'm John Sepulveda. Have a great day.